It's time now to say cheers to the weekend. Jenna from Bud Distributing is joining me this morning. How are you, Jenna?
I'm great, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing great. So it's going to be a little bit of a rainy weekend, but we can you know, just hang out in the house or go and visit some of these, go to these great events that are happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Get a little rain in, but we'll also get some great beverages as well. And you guys over at Bud Distributing, very busy.
Very busy.
With a lot of great events. We'll get to those in just a little bit. But yes, you've brought some great things this morning.
Yes, I did. So I brought a variety pack, and it was intentional. I feel like that's definitely an area in the segment where people are really going to, they want choice, right? We've got so many great beers, not only just in Michigan, but nationally. We've got different categories popping up with FMB categories. You've got the seltzers out there. You've got ciders really growing in Michigan. And a lot of these really local, but also national brands are coming out with variety packs every day, more and more. And they seem to really, really be a popular item. So I wanted to bring that in today with the Sierra Nevada Hop, the single hop pack.
The single hop.
The single hop, yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what? So single hop packs. Yes. So these are probably more on the IPA side.
Yes, exactly, Johnny. So these are all IPAs.
Okay.
And as we know, that's in the last few years been the most trending style, with New England style being the most popular right now currently. But yeah, so a lot of people call these smash beers as well. So basically, it is literally a base of a beer and then one hop. A lot of beers that are out there, a lot of American IPAs, just a lot of IPAs in general, have several different hop profiles going on in those beers to make them what they are and kind of mix and match. These are all going to just have one hop, so you can really get the flavor and kind of see, like, what does that hop that I keep hearing about actually taste like?
I like that. I like that we keep saying hop this morning.
Kind of.
No, and it is great because you can actually you don't really feel like a beer snob, but you can almost kind of feel like one.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the beginner's class.
Exactly.
Because you get to like, oh, now I know what those Citra hops or this any of these other types of hops actually taste like.
Right, exactly. Because like most beers have several different, you know, at least three or four different kinds of hops in there, whether it's for the, you know, the aroma hop or whether it's just, you know, for the taste, the bitterness. So there's always a combination in there usually.
And I will say I love variety packs because anywhere I go, usually when I go to the store, I always try to, I never actually get a whole pack.
Yeah.
I always, of just one, I always do the, either build my own variety pack or, and it's so great to be able to see a lot of these great companies have the variety pack. And I'm like, oh, I like all of those.
Yes.
This makes it so much easier.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's great for choice. And that's what like a lot of the craft drinkers and drinkers in general today really want to try different things and to know what they like before they commit to a 12 pack of one kind.
So in this Sierra Nevada variety pack, what are the beers that we have this
week? Yeah, so we have four different ones. You're going to get three of each. We have the Single Hop El Dorado, which is going to be a session IPA.
Okay.
So that's going to be a lower ABV, a little bit lighter in body because there's not much malt built in there. But look, one of those things you could have, you know, tailgating, that kind of thing, a few of those. Next, we have the Single Hop Citra IPL.
Oh.
So this is going to actually be a lager as opposed to an ale, and the only lager in the pack. So this is going to be very bright, very citrusy, as that's what the Citra hop does. And it's also a lager, so it's going to be very crisp and clean on the finish.
This is not something I usually do at 8:50 in the morning. but this is really great. So what can you get these single hop as individuals?
No, so this is a very unique variety pack. So this is something that is very special, something that we have a limited quantity in the market of. But basically, it's like you can't find these at all unless you buy this pack, any of them. So
see,
it's
that's
kind
what's
of
great, too.
It's, really cool.
It's really special
yep.
To have all of these. And so I just tried the El Dorado Session IPA. That is delicious.
Very easy to drink, very clean, very yummy. I really enjoy that. I love Session IPAs because sometimes, you know, I want a lighter beer, but a little bit of a hop profile to it. And so it's really nice that category has, you know, come out and kind of thrived with some of the national brands that have kind of supported that.
Well, I'm going to try all of these here in just a little bit, but we want to move on to the not only the variety pack, but we also have something else that you brought in this
morning. So I just wanted to bring in and let our listeners know, since we're doing Sierra Nevada, I brought this with me. Their Hot Bullet, which is a double IPA, was their last year's spring seasonal, and it did phenomenally well. People loved it. It's a double IPA, but it's very easy to drink. Price point's great. And they made it year-round because it did so well. So that's now coming out year-round in cans. Before it was in the six-pack bottle, now it's going to be a six-pack can.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on draft in a 12-pack as well.
I love it. And so these are great beers that you can try and get in your local stores.
Absolutely.
which is awesome. And you guys are going to be, we'll be able to see a lot of the great Bud Distributing people around the community at a couple different places.
Yes, you shall see us this weekend.
So you guys are going to be part of a really cool event happening at Red Bud.
Yeah, so Red Bud, Red Bud MX and Buchanan is having their international, the Monster Energy, I think it's a 72nd presentation, and it's international. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is the fourth time ever it's been in the United States. And so, I mean, it's a big, big deal. Super exciting. Been out there the last couple of days just checking out, and it's, I mean, it's amazing out there. It's so cool. All the things that are just the build up and the amount of just time and dedication to making the track and just the grounds are amazing. And we're really excited to be out there and just be a part of the whole, the motocross thing. And
it's awesome.
Super awesome. Yeah.
And then something really cool happening down in New Buffalo as well. The Harvest Wine Festival.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. So Harvest and Wine, New Buffalo. Always been the Columbus Day weekend. Traditionally, and always a great favorite event of not only our local crowd, but our Chicagoans that come up for it as well. It's in New Buffalo, located in Lions Park, featuring several of our local wineries, some very, very, very regional or very local, hyper local. And then we've got some that are coming from further away to sample. We're going to have meads, ciders, just a lot of different things happening, and there will be beer available as well.
Wonderful.
So if you're, you know, maybe your husband's a wine drinker and you're a beer drinker or vice versa, there's something for everybody. Cider, wine, mead, beer. But it's a great festival, and
I've been to it many years, multiple times. I went last year and I've been to many times. It's a great event.
Yes.
It's just a lot of fun to see a lot of great people.
Lots of people it's really nice. They've got vendors out there selling different things, food, craft items. You know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, my mom was there one time selling stuff.
Fantastic.
I don't even remember what she was selling. She was just
selling something.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. And that variety pack, it's called the Sierra Nevada Single Hop Pack. You can get it where you can find your great beers from Sierra Nevada. You can get them pretty much just about anywhere.
Yeah. Yep. They're out there. Very limited quantities. So if you see it, pick it up. I just wanted to bring something super special this morning and kind of explain the whole hop profile so they can really change a beer let you taste them.
Delicious stuff. And I'm gonna go do that. Maybe take a nap afterwards. but a nice gloomy weekend. Perfect to say cheers to the weekend and have some of these great beers and check out all these great events as well. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
I wish I could just have you here all the time.